Anger and its effects. Anger is a strong emotion of displeasure due to an offense to you, your loved ones, the poor and needy, and the helpless. Anger can be in stages. It can be mild, it can be moderate, or it can be raw. It can cause you to internalize it and keep you from moving forward, or it can even cause you to self-destruct. It can also cause you to take vengeance on someone or something, which could be very detrimental to you. For this reason, God has given us tools to aid us in controlling this emotion, as well as judgments to keep us firm on the foundation so that we don't waver to the right or to the left. One of our greatest tools is the testimonies of Jesus Christ, commonly known as the Beatitudes. And this is the way Christ lived his life. And if we look at them closely, we can see that there's a blessing to be poor in spirit, or people that mourn, or for the meek, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, those who are merciful, those who are pure in heart, those who are peaceful, and even those who have been persecuted for righteousness' sake. This commandment controls our emotions. And we know that Christ is our example and we follow his footsteps. So did Christ ever get angry? Yes, he did. But he did not sin. There were many times when Christ was angry at the Pharisees because they were trying to usurp him and they disregarded him and they wanted to cause people to disbelieve in him, regardless of all the great things that he was doing in his time when he was on the earth. And also Christ cast out those sellers in the temple who were selling merchandise. And he said that his father's house was going to be a house of prayer, not a den of thieves. And this is in Luke 19, 45 to 46. And he did not sin. God gave us judgments to keep anger under control. He said, anger and sin not. He said, vengeance is mine and I will recompense. He said, don't let the sun go down in your wrath. And you can find this in Ephesians 4, 26 to 27. And it says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Now, by letting the sun go down on your wrath, you are sleeping on your anger. And we have to realize that our brain is still operating and alert. And when you're angry, you are constantly going over and over what has happened to you to make you angry. And the devil will happily shoot you with fiery darts. He will continue to tell you things over and over to do or say, and even to the point where he can cause you to go and murder someone or many people. Now, this emotion, unless it's kept in check, is used by the devil and causes you to sin. In Ephesians 4:31, it says, And grieve not the Holy Ghost, Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. What are some of the ways that Satan attacks you and get you to be really angry? He sends big things to affect you, your stability, and affect your home, your health, family, and job, just like he did in the days of Job. And because Job suffered so much, he tried to get him angry enough to curse God and die. Or like he did Moses, when the multitude who was continually trying to stone him and angry because they wanted to go back to the things that they had in Egypt, he became angry and he sinned and he lost the chance to go into the promised land. Satan will also give you very subtle things, so small that it appears innocent, but will grow rapidly out of control and mar you, that you are full with spots and you're full with wrinkles. And we may not be able to see the spots and the wrinkles. However, God can. In Ephesians 5, 25 to 27, it says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it would be holy and without blemish." Now, a blemish is sin. Therefore, remember, don't let your anger give place to the devil. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching therefore with all perseverance and supplication for all saints of God. Ephesians 6, 17 to 18. Use the testimonies as a weapon to control your emotion. In Proverbs 15, verses 1, it says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." So this is a weapon that most people are not used to using, because when you get angry and you're arguing back and forth to someone, they say something to you, you want to say something even better. But if you talk softly to them, then that will make them stop and think, because they're not used to people speaking softly when they're angry. Also, in Proverbs 15, verses 18, it says, "A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeases strife." So it's very important to us to control this emotion. Be slow to anger. Speak softly to those who are angry. And all this will help control this anger so that you will not sin against God.